This is about a milestone. I'm Joseph. This is Input English. There's no secret at work here. If you clicked on this video, you know what the milestone is. Today, I attained 1,500 hours on the Dreaming Spanish website. 1,500 hours of comprehensible input in Spanish. To begin with, let's make sure you understand that as I make this video, it's not really about me. This is not a, hey, look at me video. This is about the process. This is about comprehensible input as a way to get what you want. I decided to learn to speak Spanish during the pandemic. Toward the end of all the restrictions from the pandemic, I had formed the opinion that I should try again to learn another foreign language. I had tried to learn German many years earlier, and I scored that as a failure. I had some success when I was living in Austria, and the kind people in Austria at the university and at the local establishments, restaurants, etc., were willing to talk to me a little slower and a little more clearly so that I would understand them. That was my first introduction to comprehensible input, and I didn't know it by the name comprehensible input. I just called it kindness. I found it impossible for me to duplicate those circumstances when I returned to the United States. I couldn't find a way to get that much input. I had to wait for the technology to catch up to my needs. It took a long time. During the pandemic, I became aware of videos online in various languages, and some of them appeared to be for language learners. I began my quest to learn Spanish using comprehensible input on the 23rd of January, 2023. On the following day, I signed up with the website of Dreaming Spanish. They were charging $8 a month for me to get access to their whole video library, and I realized that I could watch videos anytime I wanted if I paid for a membership to that website. $8 a month is $96 a year. So for under $100 a year, I could get what I appeared to need. On that day, the 24th of January, I signed up with the website. I still was not real familiar with comprehensible input. I had a lot of learning to do. I watched a lot of YouTube videos by experts that explained how comprehensible input worked. Since that day, I have watched videos daily. I have received comprehensible input daily, and it was the rare occasion that I didn't find time to at least watch some video. This morning, I got up as usual and had coffee and breakfast. As I was enjoying my breakfast and coffee, I was watching a video, and at the end of that video, I saw that my dashboard on the Dreaming Spanish website showed that I had attained level 7. What's that? Level 7 is something they talk about on their website. I'll explain further. So at this point, let me take you to my dashboard that shows my progress. I'll explain what the dashboard shows. And again, it's not about me. It's about the process. This is my dashboard. It shows that today I got 61 minutes of input. These are the levels. This is the beginner level. And then after one accrues some time, they move to the second level, the third level. And this is offered as a visual display of progress. This addresses a fundamental problem that we have in language learning, And that is, how do you show progress, since this process of learning a language is so gradual? I found this a pleasant way to represent the progress. Over here on the right side, you can see the month. And this is this month. Today, the 27th, I have 61 minutes of input. And each of these darker days, the darker colored days, are days that I attain more than my goal of 60 minutes a day. These light colored days show days I got some input, but did not attain that 1 hour goal. You can see that last month, there were many days I didn't get to that hour mark. Some months were better than others. Here in January, I was fairly successful. As I go back, I can remember times in my life that things interfered with me getting my desired amount of input that is shown here. And here in May of 2025, on the 22nd, I got no input. However, this only shows input that I get on this website. Bear in mind, I get input from other sources. We'll talk about that in a minute. Here we have my beginning. February 23rd was my beginning to watch videos, and the 24th was the first time I watched videos on this website, on this platform. You can see that I only got 37 minutes of input on that first day. I had not yet reset my daily metric to 1 hour. The following day, however, I got more than 3 hours of input. That was a very productive weekend. At some point, I reset my minimum metric to 1 hour. So what else do we have on this dashboard? Below, we have explanation of the levels. Quite frankly, I didn't spend a lot of time looking at this. This is designed to help people understand that they're making progress. Here, we have the cumulative 1,500 hours watched. That's my milestone for today. That corresponds to 5,141 different videos I watched. If you watch a video more than once, this counts that as another video watched. I repeated a number of videos. Repetition is a very useful tool with comprehensible input. The only problem with repetition is if you do it too much, the content becomes boring. Here we can see that the website has kept track of the number of days that I received input, and the tally is 1,152 days. So that milestone is the reason I'm making this video. What does it mean? Does it mean I am now fluent? Not really. Does it mean that I have 1,500 hours of input? No, it does not. In parallel with the use of this source of input, I also used podcasts and audiobooks. I kept track of my input with these other sources, and there is more than 1,100 hours of input that was not on the Dreaming Spanish site. My best, honest estimate of my time watching and listening to input in Spanish is 2,600 hours. So how did it work? Well, it worked very well. It was quite an experience, and it was an experience that stretched out more than 3 years. It's not so easy to summarize a three-year period of your life in a few words. I can tell you that the very beginning, the first 200 or 300 hours, was ugly. It was not as pleasant as the last 300 hours. I think to myself about those first 200 hours as the uglies. That was the time I had trouble getting a grip on the language. Most of the words that were spoken in the videos were foreign to me. During those first couple hundred hours, I was watching beginner, super beginner videos, and a lot of those videos included stick figure drawings, a lot of gestures, and a lot of objects being held up so that I could understand that when they said mouse, that it was a mouse, for instance. In other words, they took steps in those beginner videos to make the content more comprehensible. During those first couple hundred hours, I could not listen to podcasts because I couldn't understand what they were about. I didn't have enough vocabulary to get a grip on the language. I found the first couple hundred hours a little difficult. I think I got through that with willpower. I had set a goal. I had decided to listen to a little bit every day, and I just worked through it day after day. What I noticed is after a couple hundred hours, say 200 or so hours of input, things started making more sense. The common words had been repeated so many times that I didn't have to concentrate on what they meant. I just knew what they meant. It's a very convenient feature of language is that a lot of words are repeated a lot. And so it doesn't take us very long to acquire those super common words. After 200 or 300 hours, I found that watching videos was fun. The Dreaming Spanish website was convenient for me because it was one-stop shopping. One-stop shopping is a common expression in English. It came out of an advertising campaign, but when we use it in everyday speech now, what we mean is we find all the resources we need in a single source, a single location. With comprehensible input, it is very convenient to have a website that is so robust that you can call it one-stop shopping. It was also helpful to me that the website kept track of my hours. It was just one less thing for me to do. I knew I wanted to track my hours, but it was very convenient that the website did it for me. Now that I am acquiring German, I find that I track my own input time on a list that I keep on my computer. I don't demand that you keep track of your hours. I do it much the way a traveler glances at the odometer to see how far they've gone and estimate how much further they have to go. Keeping track of one's hours gives us a feel of our progress. As I accrued more and more time on the website, I found that that accrued time, that time in contact with the language, correlated with my comfort understanding the language. And it also correlated with my own behavior because I noticed that I started spontaneously speaking. You also would recall that the name of the website is Dreaming Spanish. Within the first few weeks, I found that I was having dreams in Spanish. I never set that as a goal, but I was amused that the website lived up to its name because when I concentrated my time and watched a lot of videos, indeed, I began dreaming in Spanish. It was a pleasant surprise. I had no need in my day-to-day life to use Spanish most of the time. Occasionally, opportunities would come up. During the first couple hundred hours of my using comprehensible input, I didn't feel comfortable trying to speak. However, after I had over 1,000 hours of input, when an opportunity came up for me to speak in Spanish, I took that opportunity. I spoke. These were usually relatively short conversations. Some of them went very smoothly. Others, I felt a little ill at ease, a little nervous. Sometimes I had trouble finding the word I was looking for. Most of the time, they were pleasant, short conversations that resulted in good communication. I found that with more input, my conversations in Spanish were more consistently pleasant. Anytime we set a goal and work toward it, looking for the future, working toward that goal, when we attain that goal, we now have a new challenge. We have to figure out what's next. What's next? I've got my 1,500 hours. What's the next goal? Well, I have a ready answer. My next goal is 1,501 hours. That goal is for tomorrow. In other words, I'm going to keep getting input, keep enjoying input. A lot of the input I have gotten in Spanish has been with podcasts and audiobooks. I find that kind of content very entertaining and very convenient because I can listen to a podcast or an audiobook while I'm driving the car. When I took that trip last year to the desert Southwest, I listened to huge amounts of input in Spanish. Another goal for the future, now that I have attained this much input, is to travel to a Spanish-speaking country and enjoy the hospitality of the people there. I have too much going on right now in the spring, and by the time I get things sorted out, it will be the summer. Traveling to Spain in the summer is ill-advised. I don't want to go to the south of Spain and be miserable because of the heat. I would like to go to Spain. I would also like to go back to Argentina. I don't have specific travel plans, but my goal is to book a trip to a Spanish-speaking country, a country that I would enjoy visiting and enjoying the benefits of being able to speak with the people and not struggle or hope that they simply speak English. Going forward, my other goal that I've disclosed in other videos is to continue bringing my German up to fluency. I had studied German in high school. I had lived in Austria for 3 months, but the skills I had in German were very rusty because I had not used German in decades. What I found was that with German, there was no corresponding website like Dreaming Spanish that dealt with German. There is some good content there, but it's not so easy to find it as one-stop shopping. I found a number of content creators who make videos in various levels in German, and I use those as sources for my input. Those websites provide good input, but they don't keep track of our time in contact with the language. So I have a list of all my time. Here you can see my progress in German. I got 14 hours of input during the last week. But so far this morning, I only have 15 minutes of input. The day is still young. I am very grateful to the dedicated people of Dreaming Spanish who put in their valuable time to create this input. There are now more than 7,000 videos on that site, and it is a realistic one-stop shopping to learn Spanish. Also, the creators of all those videos are from countries all over the world. One gets to hear accents from Spain, Argentina, Mexico, Colombia, and the Caribbean. I was very impressed that that was a feature of Dreaming Spanish. I have to remind myself that even though we have these goals like 1,500 hours of input, we are really running a race that has no finish line. We never completely learn our native language. We never completely learn our target language. But we can become proficient. We can get to a level that is very useful. We can get to fluency. Like so many things in life, with language learning, if it's done right, the journey is actually the goal. I have really enjoyed almost all the time I put into learning Spanish, and I will continue to enjoy that. Think of the books in Spanish I have not yet read. Think of the books in German that I have not yet read. I will call those books input. They will be for the stated purpose of bringing my level in those target languages up to a higher level. But remember, the journey is the goal. I want to read those books for the pleasure and benefit of reading those books. My message today is simple. I didn't do this because I'm powerful and great. I didn't attain 1,500 hours of input on Dreaming Spanish because I'm special. I did it because I formed a habit. The habit was every morning, try to get some input at the beginning of the day, and then by the end of the day, try to get to my goal of at least 1 hour. Often, I was able to get much more than 1 hour of input. Some days, I got more than 6 hours of input. But those were rare days. Those were not common. I was able to accomplish this much input and this much progress in Spanish because I formed habits and then followed them. I enjoyed the input, and I trusted the system. I had been told by experts that if I spent enough time in contact with the language, if I chose input, then I could reasonably understand the story or the discussion, that I would build a higher understanding of the language and make progress. My experience that I report to you today is that that was all true. I didn't worry about the A1, A2, B1, B2 levels, the CEFR levels. There's a lot of discussion on the internet about those levels, and they might be important to a language learner if someone is applying for a scholarship or admission to a school, perhaps a job, they may need to document proficiency with a specific language using that scheme of CEFR. I'm not in that situation, so I didn't put a lot of emphasis on the A1, A2, etc. levels. I avoided taking tests. There are a lot of opportunities on YouTube and online to take a test and determine your level. I avoided that. I had been told by people I trusted that my time was better spent just getting more input. In general, I avoided looking up words. Sometimes a word in a story or a discussion was so important and so intriguing that I was compelled to look it up. I usually did that when my understanding of the story was limited by my not knowing that word. What I found is when I looked up words under those circumstances, it was time well spent because then I could understand the story better. I have no notebooks of words I have tried to keep. I have no workbooks of exercises that I have completed. I have no grammar books. This is not to say that grammar is unimportant. No, it is very important. I just didn't study it explicitly because if you get enough input, grammar is learned from the input. It's learned in context. And I found it much more enjoyable to come to understand grammar by this method as opposed to explicitly studying it. So in summary, I am grateful that people made this much content so that I could get what I wanted. I'm grateful for all the good advice they gave me so that I used my time wisely. And I can now report to you that my experience shows that habits and baby steps are powerful tools for learning languages. I'm a big fan of habits and baby steps. I don't want to suggest that you should stop learning English and move on to Spanish, but once you get a taste of successful learning of a language with comprehensible input, I believe it is natural to start thinking about what might be the next language. I can certainly vouch for the Dreaming Spanish website. It has been an amazing resource for me. So when you choose to embrace the Spanish language, you couldn't do better than starting with Dreaming Spanish. I invite comments below, and if you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.